Alright. Hey dude, hey. Welcome to another episode of the Brain Dump Diaries podcast. My name is Jesse Wallacher, your host. I had a whole thing like, I'm walking. I had a whole script planned out, but you know what? I can't think of it right now. So, hey, this is Brain Dump Diaries podcast. I'm going to say all the things that you don't want to say or you fear that jeepers. You are alone in your thinking with, and we're going to put it out in the open. A lot of times it has to do with your diet and your workout and your routine and life-changing things and just other stuff in general that we think but we're too afraid to say out loud, because that is what I do, is support my clients in that shift, in that seasonal change. And right now it's a weird spot. This happens every once in a while, and I don't think we bring it up enough. And that is, like, why are we here? What is the point of all of this? And you get into the spot, this starts to come up more when, like, things are shifting and, like, you're going through a life change or a chapter change where you're just about to turn the page and you're kind of in this quiet spot where you've done everything that you can, you've done all the work you possibly could, and now it's like just waiting and trusting that the page turn is going to bring about all that you wanted and all that you had worked towards. And usually when this comes up, you're in this slow spot where it's like you're either forcing busy work, whatever that looks like for you, or you're like trying to give your time, yourself, like, rest and the ability to just be and chill and, like, experience that for a little bit. And with that, it challenges you to be like, well, what's the point of all of this? Because when you were busy and scheduled and hustling and pushing forward and everything, you had a spot for every moment of your entire life, of every day. And now you're giving yourself room to breathe and you're still living your days and you're not just a waste of human life because you're not doing something or contributing at every moment. It's like, well, what's the point? Why am I even here? And that's when you need to buckle down to, what do you want to do while you're here? We all are going to die at some point. That's inevitable. We were given this gift of life to experience it and enjoy it. What do you want that to look like? Because we get so caught up in what everyone else is doing, what everyone else says is the right and best thing to be doing. But when we start to slow down and kind of center back to us, what do you want to do? Why are you here? And it doesn't have to be some grand plan to change the world. It can be as simple as living the most out of life that you possibly can. Getting the most out of it. Enjoying it. And when you do that, you're a great person to be around. You're allowing others to do the same, and you're showing them that it's possible and what it could look like. And almost giving them permission to see it through as well. I think we feel we need to make this big contribution to society, when in reality, the greatest contribution you can give is just being yourself, liking yourself, seeing what that's like. Because when you're doing things for you, aren't you happy? Don't you just feel really good? And don't you, when you're in a struggling and stressful situation, just want to be happy? Isn't that ultimately the goal? With validation, with acceptance, with proving your worth, is just to then be able to sit back and breathe and be happy? That's what I realized. I just wanted happiness. Pure, unattached, unwavering happiness. And that's what you get to have. And that's why you're here. You're here to be happy. You're here to experience the joys that this life can bring you. And you're here to be a light to everyone else as well. Because there are dark times, there are struggles, there are stresses. And right now there are birds, and I'm going to pass them soon. But by you being selfish and making yourself happy and looking for that, you're allowing others to do the same. And I think that's why we're here. Because it's a constant battle of good and evil, of fear and love. And that's all it is. We're in a constant thriller, we're in a constant Lord of the Rings, we're constantly turning the chapter, gaining a new sequel, praying it's just as good as the last one, or better. But when it comes down to doing it for yourself, and not being ashamed of that, not fearing or doubting it, then that becomes a clear path and reason and why for why it is that you're here. You aren't a mistake. You are never a mistake. And I hope you realize that. Have a wonderful day. Don't slip on the ice. And I'll talk to you again very, very soon. Bye-bye.